So this question around falsities from evils. You know, these words are loaded. They're loaded words. Evil, the term evil, what we usually think of in terms of evil is moral and civil disorder. That's kind of where our thinking generally goes. So a classic example, you know, Hitler, etc. Yes, you know, like there's gross evil manifesting. But if we focus on evil in that sense as something that I am not, then what we're doing is we're projecting and deflecting. That's what's happening. So there was that number which talked about those who are not willing to hear. 7747. So this is talking about what was mentioned before about the withdrawal and particularly the concealing of affections, because if affections are known, then the thoughts are known in the spiritual world. But of course, it's an illusion for those who are in that state because everything is known. And that's what comes out here in this number. At the end it says, so those who are not willing that others should know what they speak, pass judgment on others, think ill of them and well of themselves, and at last contract such a habit that they think and speak ill even of the church, of heaven, nay, of the Lord himself. So, you know, that suppression seems to be hand in hand with projection. So the suppression of seeing what is arising from within leads to the projection of that very thing onto others. But spiritual evil is not so much what is done, it's a condition that we are trapped in for so long as we are in a belief that we are an autonomous and independent being. That is the problem. So any thinking and organization of truths out of that belief or where that belief is operating will be disordered because it will all look to support that idea which sits at the center of the natural. Okay, so proprium is constantly organizing everything that enters within its sphere of operation and twisting it in a way whereby it can support the idea that it is an autonomous, independent being, accountable ultimately to no one. So evil in the sense of spiritual work is a belief in oneself as an autonomous, independent being. That's what it is. And that's what proprium is. And we are all attached to that at some level. So the work is having those affectional ties to that weakened and replaced with what is of the word. So you have to engage with the word in order to have the things of the word instilled into the mind that can counter that belief structure. So that belief in oneself or a delight in the love of being a self, you know, that's another way of thinking about it. Everything that flows out from that is looking to reinforce that that is something true and real. So that's the falsities that have to be dispersed and confronted. Otherwise, we stay trapped in this sense of self that is not of a heavenly quality. So evil is a very subtle operation, and spiritual work is about coming to see it for what it is. And that's what all this is about. It's about the peeling back of all the rationalizations and delusions that we tell ourselves in order to protect our sense of self. Because whenever any light or even in our contact externally with others, whenever it gets touched on and is to some degree being exposed, there's always a reactive pushback which looks to cover it over in thicker darkness, right? So the word is the only thing that can penetrate into that. And the only way that the word can penetrate into that darkness is a willingness to apply it in order to investigate the quality of what's arising. That's the only way that that can be exposed. And that is what worship is. Worship is dealing with that. I was reminded, I think it was an Ariana Grande song, you know, like the light is coming to give back what the darkness stole. And that sort of captures what's going on here as that east and west wind idea. You know, when falsities are seen to be falsity, it's just open slather. There's no resistance, no attempt to cover anything over. It all just becomes exposed for what it is. And there's a comfortability in proprial life about that, because at least now I get peace from the presence of Moses and Aaron, which are constantly stirring things up. Their presence, or the truths from the Lord, the word constantly is stirring things up until proprium is exposed for what it is. And then there's this shift and change. Truths are no longer being used to cover over evil and falsity. It's just seen for what it is. And that is its casting into hell. So it always comes back to state. So what is of heavenly light to what is of the infernal proprium? So heavenly light is darkness. It's experienced as darkness. There was an illustration in here which was spoken about, which has to do with the movement of the Lord speaking on one level being like a gentle breeze, and by the time it gets down to the lower levels, it becomes the east wind. So to what is invested in the loves of self and love of the world, any suggestion of moving out of that would appear to be incomprehensible, because the loves are tied into what is opposed to what truths teach. So when truths are presented, it's just totally obscure. There's no way of perceiving what is being even spoken about, because the love of self and love of the world is so strong. So the idea of the Lord coming is both that of coming in the clouds of heaven and glory, you have that idea, but it's also a last judgment upon that which is opposed to the Lord. So the presence of the divine truth, which is light, brings about both a state of light for those who are receptive of it, but a state of darkness for those who reject it. So in their rejecting of it, they are left in their own darkness, which is their state of evil and falsity. So when evil and falsity is seen for what it is, that is the judgment. It can no longer exert the influence that it did when it wasn't seen for what it is. So the coming of the Lord is the light that shows that up. And of course, with every coming, there is a judgment. And from a process dynamic sort of point of view, that's what the last judgment is about.